Once there was a baker who traveled from town to town in a big wagon, like a sort of a mobile camper thing, in which he kept all his baking supplies and even his oven, so that every village or town that he came to, he would be able to set up on the main town square or in the street or under a tree, get his oven fired up, get out his mixing bowls and his spoons, get out his flour and his eggs and his salt and his water and his raisins and his nuts, and start mixing up loaves of bread. And this activity always drew the attention of the children in the town or the village. And they would come to watch the stirring and the mixing, and they would listen as the baker sang a song with these words: "Buy my loaves of brown and white, molded for the child's delight, who forgets another's need, eats ungrateful and in greed. But the child who breaks the bread with another, love has fed." The children would hear the song and they would see small loaves and big loaves being shaped, braided loaves and loaves decorated with leaves, some loaves with raisins, some loaves made with honey, and they would begin to imagine which one they would like to buy. "I think I want that big round one," one child would say. "Oh, I think I want the little one with the nuts in it," another child would say. And pretty soon the baker would sing the next verse of his song, which was, "Clang, clang, the oven door, my bread will bake as oft before, and you may play where shines the sun until each loaf is fully done." And then the children would run away to play hide and seek or chase, and they would each go home and ask their parents for some money so that they could buy some bread. And some children were able to get some money from their parents and others not. But about an hour later, when they heard the baker singing again, they all came running back. This time he was singing, "The loaves are ready, white and brown, for every little child in town. Come buy Thanksgiving bread and eat. Remember, love will make it sweet." Some of the children came rushing and pushing their way to the front closest to the table, demanding that they be the ones to be served first. "I'll take that loaf," one said. "I'll take that loaf," another one said. And they gave their money and grabbed their loaf and didn't even remember to say thank you, and each went running off to eat the bread alone. But other children, more gently, waited until there was a chance to come together to the table and choose the loaves of bread, making sure each one that one friend would come and say to his friend or her friend, "You have enough money to buy some bread." And if the other one said no, then the first one would say, "Well, here, let's put our money together and get something that we can share." Or they would ask, "What do you think would be your favorite, the choice you would most like to have? Because I want you to be able to enjoy this bread too." And so eventually, all the children had some bread. And these children who had chosen together went in groups to eat together, two or three or five. They sat down to pull apart this nice warm bread and eat it. Well, about that time, the first couple of really pushy kids came back and said, "This bread tastes terrible. It's hard, it's dry, or it's wet and it's soggy." And the baker, and look at these other kids. They are eating this wonderful soft white bread. Look how they're laughing, and it must taste delicious. How come I didn't get bread like that? Baker said, "Did you hear my song about sharing, making the bread be the thing that tastes so good? You chose this loaf. It's the loaf you chose, and you chose to go eat it by yourself. Maybe next time I come to town, you'll be ready to make a different kind of choice." And the baker put his mixing bowls and his spoons and his flour and his eggs and raisins and bread and honey back into his cart and went on his way to the next town. And on his way, he passed by one of those groups of children who were still sharing their bread with one another, and he heard them singing to themselves, "The loaves are ready, white and brown, for every little child in town. Come buy Thanksgiving loaves and eat. Remember, love will make them sweet." Find somebody's hand to hold so that we can say a prayer together before you go to Sunday school. Gavin, can you scooch a little closer so you can reach me or Angelina or somebody? Okay. Holy God, we thank you for teaching us to love one another. We thank you for teaching us the way of love and for giving us opportunity throughout our lives to
to share our bread with others. Amen.